This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
All righty, welcome back, Steiny and Evan Giddings in the house, and we are now joined by Butterfingers. Butterfingers Willard just fumbled.
That was
Malik Mustafa Dibs with a PBU. It was a pass breakup. I should have had the pick.
Which you don't do around electronics. My God, it's like I've got a 10-year-old at home. I don't need to be reminding my 50-something-year-old friend not to play with a ball in the house, for crying out loud.
Then secure the catch for crying out loud.
Never play ball in the house. The Brady Bunch taught you that.
Yeah, no joke. No joke. How you guys doing?
Hey, good. Willard and Dibs joining us from Chase Center today, where there will be there till 6 o'clock and talking about the Warriors and 49ers and Dodgers.
Steiny,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, I should mention, you say at Chase Center, we'd like to let our audience know right away this is a little bit more special than just Chase Center.
We are
in what I would say, Tim Jordan, might be one of the best live remote setups I've ever seen in my entire career.
Wow.
We are not inside Chase Center. We are outside Chase Center. We are in the middle of Thrive City. We're staring right at Gotts Roadside with the NBC Sports Bay Area studio on our left. Chase Center is on our right. We've got this entire plaza essentially right now to ourselves. That's why I brought the ball.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to be running routes today. Not only during the breaks, but as the fans come into the Warrior game tonight, we're running routes. That's what we're doing. And I mean, I'm juiced. We're doing this today. We're doing it again tomorrow. And so we are out and about and ready to press the flesh, boys.
Well, it also looks like there's going to be kind of a big game going on later this year. Behind you, is that All-Star 2024? Chase Center?
2025, which will be the 74th annual, taking place here February 16th. And, by the way, tickets are on sale now for fan events and premium experiences, taking place from Friday, Valentine's Day, through February 16th. Tickets to NBA Crossover, the Ruffles NBA All-Star Celebrity Game, Castrol, Rising Stars, the NBA HBCU Classic, and NBA All-Star Practice, all available at NBAEvents.com. And yes, the backdrop is telling you what is yet to come here. And you guys know, and Steiny, you were on the beat then when they covered the last All-Star Game in 2000 in Oakland. Jason Richardson, the dunk champ, as you remember.
When was that?
2000.
Wait a minute.
2000.
I'm getting some mixed up. I thought it was Vince Carter.
Vince Carter. I thought it was Jason Richardson who won that one.
He was in one, but I don't think he won that one.
Yeah, my bad, Steiny. That was 2000 at the arena. I was 13 years old that year.
Here's what I remember about the 2000 All-Star Game. It never rained harder in the Bay for the week leading up to it, all through the weekend. It was awful. They had to cancel the NBA Jam session, which they had the whole parking lot. It was usually for fans, and they have games and kids play out there, and there's all kinds of stuff to do, and it was just, oh, God, it was just a... it was just a downpour for days and days and days, and really, and also what happened was everybody was staying in San Francisco, and it was a pain to get to the arena in Oakland because of the traffic and the weather. But hopefully, it'll be better in 2025.
Well, with all that rain, they probably should have made it NBA dams. Am I right?
It's two.
Yeah,
previewing the 3-point contest.
It's actually, and it's only two because it's early, and I'm still in a good mood. But
get some
really,
why are you
in a good mood?
Because
you're headed into a long, dry off season.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
A lot of blue in the off season, and he's even wearing a blue hat to try to get on board with the eventual World Series champs.
Yeah, I'm
pretty
gutsy,
Mark.
I'm ignoring all of it. I'm completely ignoring all of it. Here's what I will say. 10 years ago today was an actual heroic World Series performance. Nothing that I've seen this year is a heroic. I guess Freddie Freeman, he's a little bit heroic. But
Even Ohtani just playing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever. They're no mad bum. I know that. None of them.
Well, all right.
Someone will get Judge's sword to fall on.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, good Lord.
Put it this way, Mark.
I'll be able to hit better with it.
Maybe the silver lining is this is the only way we could get to what could be the most historic collapse in World Series history. Think about it that way.
I was going to say, these next four Yankee wins are going to be amazeballs. Can't wait for them. Really excited about it. But Warriors Pelicans, Steiny, your thoughts?
Well, you know what? Seriously, on the so obviously no team in the World Series has ever come back from 3-0.
Never.
The Red Sox did it to the Yankees back in, 04? It's never happened in the NBA playoffs.
Never.
And what would it take for a team to actually come back from 3-0, do you think?
You're talking about in hoops or in this particular series?
Both.
All kinds of luck. Major injury.
Yeah, see,
They're not coming back. They're done. The Dodgers are going to win the World Series. They're done. Yeah, they're done.
It almost happened a couple of years ago, I think, in the Eastern Conference Finals, where, like, the Heat pushed the Celtics to, was it 7 games?
Oh, I think you're right.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
They won 3 in a row, but they couldn't cap it off and win 4 in a row. So we almost saw it.
I'm actually surprised it's never happened in the NBA because you'd think, and not that you ever wish this, but you'd think that a team would take a 3-0 lead and then in the game three their star got hurt and now they're playing the rest of the series without a great player, but. Yeah, I don't know when or if it'll happen in our lifetime.
Yeah, baseball feels like, and I know you guys just said it happened once in the ALCS. Baseball,
2004.
That feels like the sport where it could or should happen more because it's so quirky and there's not this whole like, well, they're clearly the best team, so they win. You know, you can get the ground ball with eyes or one pitcher who just goes crazy or whatever. Like in the NBA, if you're up 3-0, it's probably because you just have a clearly better team or better player.
Yeah.
But baseball's a little bit more of a crapshoot. So, yeah, like I said, these next four Yankee wins will be a blast.
Well, and think about that, Steiny, in terms of when it did happen in baseball, and I'm just looking at it to refresh, and, you know, Dave Roberts and the stolen base that everyone talks about, that happened in the ninth, and then they needed to win in the 12th. Mm-hmm. Okay, cute story. You're down 3-1. In game five, they scored a run in the 14th inning to win that game 5-4. And then it goes back to New York, and they win 4-2 with 4 runs in the fourth. And then game seven, as Guru would say, that's lemon booty time. And Boston put up 2 in the first, 4 in the second, 2 more in the fourth. And that thing just turned into an absolute, cacophony of runs. And so in baseball, you can do it if you get a hot pitcher or a hot hitter. And as you know, Steiny, it's happened 4 times in hockey in, you know, the playoffs, including the Sharks, up 3-0 on the Kings, and they blew that and eventually lost in 7. So, yeah, the NBA, I think, is a little bit more choke-proof in that way because if you're up 3-0, you're probably the better team, and most likely you're not going to lose 4 in a row to a lesser team.
Yeah, that's all fair. What do you think about tonight? Warriors going to head into that game without Curry, without Wiggins, without Melton. And, I guess So much for the 12-man rotation.
Right. Well, but the good news is you still have nine.
That's true.
And maybe even 10 if you put Waters in now, which Steve Kerr has sort of insinuated may happen. So, I don't know.
Spencer.
If we're excited about the depth, then let's see it. You know what I mean? It's game four. So it's not like there's urgency right now. I still think that the Warriors can put out an NBA-level product, and they're home for the next two nights. So I heard you guys talking about, you know, one out of two would be a win. I'd expect that. I'd expect at least one out of two. They're not going to lose both these games.
Wow.
I think if they do, that would give us some insight as to how much depth they actually have. But, I mean, I think this game, maybe not this early in the season, but this game or this stretch is the reason why you have 12 players you can play. Like that was one of the things we talked about, I think, last week, was this team being a little injury-proof, right? You have talent that can now run in an 8 or 9-man rotation, or maybe 10 if you throw Waters in there. And I think it's a good test to see how deep this team actually is, because you're missing probably your two best scorers, not just Curry, but now Wiggins is also out. So also, it's going to test how good defensively we think this team is, because I think that's the thing that stood out to me the most, is not just who's getting off and Buddy Hield throwing in shots, but also defensively, even against the Clippers when they struggle without Curry, they're able to defend at a high enough level. So that's what I'm looking for tonight, especially with a team who's got the best player on the floor in Zion.
Who's scoring the ball? That's the question to me. Who's going to score the basketball tonight and tomorrow night for the Warriors? Because you have to be overwhelmingly encouraged by Andrew Wiggins' start to the year. He's been everything that they sort of cracked him up to be, saying that he was back to his old self and feeling good about life again and all focused and everything. So he's been fantastic, but it also makes you wonder, okay, score one and score two are both out, so who's next?
Kuminga.
Yeah, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, AFM, and HD1, San Francisco.
Oh, it's really pronounced are. Odyssey. Odyssey.
Always live.
Odyssey,
you guys miss
station.
Pizza today. Yeah. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah.
Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
By the way, I actually thought, today we have our costume party at the office. I thought Dibs was dressed up as Otani with the brace. I thought that's who he was going for down there.
Well, according to Raymond Ritter, I'm always dressed up as Billy Joel.
Billy Joel, yes.
So, you know, bald-headed and gray-bearded Billy Joel. Billy Joel. I am an innocent man, Steiny, as you well know.
Yeah, you are. I can't think of a song right off the bat to play along, so I won't. Here's the one thing, though, I'll get back to basketball, so as the boss won't come in.
Well, let me give you one before you get back to basketball, because you clearly need to figure out what the legal is and then collect your thoughts. But over the last 3 years, not including this year...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Warriors without Steph Curry, 25-27. So you're basically a 500 club over the last three without the chef. So go out there and split these two games.
Yeah, no, I think that would be the goal, and I would take that if I'm the Golden State Warriors. The one thing I was thinking is, so we all know that Kuminga and Wiggins have a little challenged of playing together and both having great games or very productive games at the same time. Wiggins has had a nice start to the season for three games. Kuminga's off to a little bit slower of a start. But, like, without Steph Curry, They both need to score. And that's the one thing kind of I'm going to be looking at tonight is where will the – I think one of them will score, but can they ever get both of them going at the same time? Because I don't – it's just going to be tough to beat a team like New Orleans if you're down 25 Steph Curry points and then – only one of the two, Kuminga or Wiggins, is being productive offensively.
Well, Wiggins is officially out tonight, so he's not playing, right? So,
that's Kuminga.
And what a great opportunity for him to show that he is what he clearly and his agents believe that he is. I don't, but I hope I'm wrong. And it's one game, so we're not going to make all kinds of judgments just based on that, and we won't make it just on the first three or four games of the season either, but I'm discouraged right now when it comes to Jonathan Kuminga and what he's going to be and sort of like his place in this whole thing. I know they've empowered him by shooting the three-point shot. I don't want him shooting the three-point shot. I don't think he's very good at it. And as a wing player, and I know we could have the conversation about whether he should be a four or a three, but as a wing player in the NBA, if you want 200 million plus dollars, you have in 2024, you got to make a three. And you can't be that guy that when you get the ball at the three-point line, the defense starts running the other way. And that's what's happening right now. They defend him the same way they defend Draymond Green, for goodness sake. And I'm discouraged. I'm discouraged by what I see right now from Jonathan's offensive game.
Yeah, and I don't know if I'm discouraged, but I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt that it's more he's just struggling than he's – like I said this earlier in the show. Like I do not think Jonathan Kuminga is an attitude problem. I don't think he's a bad guy at all. I don't think that he's a fun sponge. I just think that he's really struggling to find – how he fits on this team, but I don't think it comes out of selfishness, and I don't even necessarily think it's driven by I gotta get paid. I think this is something that's not new, and he's still looking to find his place on this team, and to a lesser degree, maybe his place in the league. And it's not that deep into his career yet.
Right, and I do think that is the biggest question about, you know, how he fits, Jonathan Kuminga, on this team. Does he fit on this team? If he's not a guy who can shoot the three very well, and I don't think that he'll ever be 37, 38%, he might be 1-for-3, 33%, and that's not good enough if you're playing 32 minutes a night. So if that's the case, and you want to play this way around Steph Curry, and you do, and you've won that way, does Kuminga still fit on this team based on his skill set? And that, for me, becomes a big question. And to a different level, Jordan Poole, where I know Jordan Poole's off to a great start, and Evan, you were, you know, quick to point that out, and, you know, small sample size, but maybe with, you know, the guidance of a new front office, he could be a better player. But I look at Jonathan Kuminga on a team that relies on player movement, ball movement, three-point shooting, catch and shoot, and the rest of it, maybe he's not the player that actually fits with how they want to play.
Well, I think he, more than any other player, is really hurt by the 12-man rotation. So overall, ooh, I think you guys are correct. I mean, and you mentioned 32 minutes a night. Well, he's only playing 20 minutes a night. And if you look across his career, he plays better when he plays. Like, if you look at his splits after 30 minutes, he plays a lot better than when he comes off the bench or plays less. So I think overall, he's still got a lot of questions to answer. But in regards to tonight, I actually do think he's going to have a big game tonight because he's going to have to play a lot, and he's also not going to have Wiggins on the court next to him. So if Jonathan Kuminga goes for 20 or 25, I wouldn't be shocked, but I'm with you guys that I don't think it answers the bigger question, which is how does he fit when this team is whole, because that's really what matters.
Well, I think they both do. I think those points are all well taken, and Steiny, yours too. Like, I'm not out on Kuminga. I'm down on Kuminga. Those are two real different things. I want this to turn around and go the other way. And I think that, yeah, maybe he is struggling to find a fit. And Steve Kerr talked to us yesterday about that, about finding the rotations and the minutes. And he's hoping that at the latest, at the quarter pole of the season, so around 20 games in, they've got a real good idea of exactly how they're going to do it. I don't think they're doing a 12-man rotation when they're blessed with health for the whole season by any stretch. But a night like tonight, and again, I don't think Jonathan's an attitude problem. I don't mind that he does want max money. Who doesn't want everything that they can get? But a night like tonight is when, to me, you've got to go show that you are worth that. Because this, if there's an extension for Jonathan, it's not just about this year. It's about the future as well. And so in a moment like this, go show everybody that you can lead a team in scoring and win a basketball game. That's a great opportunity for him tonight.
Yeah, when I look at the Warriors, let's say, offensive pecking order, I actually think it should be more defined. You have Steph Curry, who should get you 25 a game, maybe more. To me, when you say, well, who should be their second leading scorer, to me, it's got to be Wiggins. And the reason is because Wiggins can get his own shot when he absolutely has to. And if you were to ask me, well, can Kuminga create his own shot? I would say, not really.
Yeah.
And so, but that's okay. Because Kuminga should be their third leading scorer, but the kind of guy who you don't call a lot of plays for. He gets you two or three fast break buckets. He gets you an offensive putback. He gets two or three little mid-range jumpers in the flow of the offense. And then you look up, and at the end of the night, he's got 19. And, like, that to me is where the Warriors could elevate their offensive game if Kuminga figure, because I don't think you can really run a lot of plays for him or run anything through him. So he's got to work around the margins. But I do think there's enough possessions and enough opportunities with the ball that he can do that.
I bet you right now that at the end of the year, Buddy Hield has a higher points per game than Jonathan Kuminga.
I would take that.
I bet you right now.
You would take the bet, Evan?
I would take that bet.
I'll lay it out.
Yeah.
Let's do it. What do you want to put on it?
I'll get you down to the ship. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, we can just make we can make
that's
it friendly.
A good bet, because my partner here is like Drexel in the tournament. He's one and done.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe two if he has a ride.
That's a good
two and some water.
And by the way, Evan, you'll have probably 4 years to save up money before I'll actually be able to do it. But
maybe 6 years.
Let's put a night at the ship on it. That's cool. That's fine.
I do think that's an interesting conversation though, because Buddy is going to get his clay on. He's getting 14 to 17 shots a night.
Yeah, yep.
And I do think that Kuminga, as he starts to find his way, and I also think, guys, that he's in a little bit of a tougher spot, because Kerr has said, let's play fast, let's shoot threes. And Kuminga's probably thinking, I like fast, I don't like threes. And so if he's not getting rim run and he's not getting fast break dunks, then what can he really do, Steiny, in the half court that you actually want to have be your best option? Because he can't really post up and get a bucket. He can't really get you off the dribble and get a bucket, like, on the regular. And so, in the half court, what does he do that you actually want him to do?
The one thing I do like, the one thing I think he's great at, and I don't know how to describe it other than, like, when he kind of rocks into that mid-range where he doesn't...
Is it that ha-ha?
It's not. He doesn't really have...
I had to do it.
He doesn't really have the ha-ha change of direction. But what he can do is get you a little off balance, end up right near the foul line area, and then take that little fadeaway, and he nails that. I mean, he really shoots that one well, and I think he can get that off. But you're right, that's even a shot where you probably don't want to take it until the shot clock's down to 6 or 8, and maybe you need to get one.
And Mark always calls him the here you do it guy, where you get down to 5 and it's like, oh my God, what do we do now?
Yeah, here you take it. Yeah, and there, that's actually what I see as the issue for the next few games for the Warriors. Is, in my opinion, they now do not have that guy, and you need that guy in the NBA. The offense doesn't always work, and when it doesn't, here you take it with 6 seconds left on the shot clock and get a good shot. And the next two nights, the Pelicans have people who can do that in the world. Warriors don't.
Yeah. Hey, well, listen, we will. I'll see you guys down there. So you are right near where, for
dude,
lack of a better way,
you cannot miss us.
I was going to say, for lack of a better way to describe it. So you're looking at where Bonte works, right?
He's Bonte, to my left.
Bonte's to our left.
Now, yeah. I know where it is now.
To the left.
That's right.
Yes. Okay.
Dumpling time.
All right. Well, listen, I'll say hello to you guys. Are you sticking for the game?
Of course.
Yes. Okay. Come on down. Both of you. Come on down.
By the way, one of us just lied. I'll let you guys figure out which one did.
Maybe my plans have changed, Mark.
Well, now you just ruined the surprise.
Well,
it was
there's
you.
No surprise. Hey, how are you?
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you both.
No, you're not. You're looking forward to seeing Brandon Pajemski. I already heard you earlier today. You're not looking forward
to seeing
that.
That's
Minsky. Get it right.
All right, gents. I got to get down there. You know how the traffic is.
Yeah. Tiny, real quick.
Yeah.
You can walk. Don't let Evan tell you it's an hour. It's no more than 2 miles. Evan must be getting his strut on, reading his press clippings. You can walk. It's okay, Steiny. It's two miles, and it's mostly downhill.
And even if it is an hour, walk an hour.
No,
what's wrong with that?
That's fine. And then the game's over, and my car's 2 miles away.
I got you covered. I'll give
then
you a ride
to
your car.
Then you take light rail, and they don't charge you in the post game because there are thousands of people on the train.
Oh. Yeah, that's another city, Steiny.
Steiny, we're fancy today. We have parking. I'll take you to your car after the game.
Act like you've lived here for 35 years.
Let's go.
All right. 42 minutes.
Game time. I'll be there, but my way there will be a game time decision.
On
95 Zion again.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.